Eric Schneiderman is putting in his last day of work today as New York's Attorney General. As you've been hearing, he's resigning after being accused by four women of physically abusing them, some of them while he was in a relationship with them. Joining us now to discuss the rapid-fire events of the past 12 hours or so is Karen DeWitt, the Capitol Bureau Chief for New York State Public Radio. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So you've seen your share of politicians brought down by scandal up there in Albany, but for a progressive standard bearer like Schneiderman to be accused of what's essentially domestic violence, I guess, did anyone see this coming?
Not this. No, absolutely not. I mean, there's just never any hint to certainly anyone who, you know, knew him in a professional capacity, you know, like I did as reporters, that there was violence involved. That is, if the allegations are true. Yeah, it's really bad, Richard. This is worse even than the Elliott Spitzer scandal and the scheme of capital scandals and all of the corruption with the former legislative leaders. It's just people are just so stunned by this, I can't tell you.
All right, give us a sense of where Schneiderman kind of stood in the hierarchy of elected officials in New York State and what his possible political aspirations were. I mean, he started out on the west side of Manhattan in the state legislature, right?
Yes, that's right. He was a state senator in the Democrat minority. Well, the joke in New York political circles is that AG stands for aspiring governor. Elliott Spitzer was attorney general. Andrew Cuomo was attorney general. And until recently, people assumed that Andrew Cuomo would win a third term, and then it would be Eric Schneiderman's turn to be governor. He was, you know, left-leaning, Democratic, progressive. Unlike Governor Cuomo, he isn't facing a primary challenge. And he's a champion of women's rights. I mean, everybody believed that. I mean, this is a guy, he started his career escorting women to Planned Parenthood to protect them from protesters. And lately he was suing Harvey Weinstein. Mm-hmm. He is speaking up on Twitter defending women who were coming out and revealing, you know, past sexual assault. So it just makes it even more shocking, really.
Now, we have to say that, I mean, there'll be an investigation, and Schneiderman does contest the allegations that he assaulted anyone, but he did say it would be impossible for him to be effective at his job. Did he have any choice but to resign?
No, I don't think so. That New Yorker story came at about 6:47 p.m. last night, and I thought he's only got a couple hours left. Once he, you know, thinks about it a little bit and comes to his senses and the other people around him, he could not have lasted. I mean, today would have just been crazy if he were trying to stay in that position after all that has been said about him by, you know, according to the New Yorker, credible sources. Though, yes, it does need to be, you know, proven if this really happened. Otherwise, you know, we have to take, you know, at least take his word into consideration here.
And fellow elected officials also asked him to step down. I mean, this including the governor, Senator Gillibrand, right?
That's right. And I should point out, you know, he is very likely going to face criminal charges over this. Governor Cuomo has asked what he calls the relevant DA to pursue this. Complication is Schneiderman has been in court with the Manhattan District Attorney, Cy Vance, over how Cy Vance handled the Weinstein allegation. So there's a conflict there. But he could very well end up having to defend himself in court against criminal charges.
Now, he was prolific at lawsuits, many of them against the Trump administration over immigration policy. Now, what about his successor? If his successor will be chosen by the legislature, do you have any idea if those actions will be continued or even dropped?
You know, I think that they will, because that's a lot of the career attorneys with the Attorney General's office, which has always had a really good reputation in state government, as having very competent lawyers. So I think that those investigations, now that they're started, will probably continue. And the legislature gets to pick. Numerically, the Assembly Democrats have the highest number. They're fairly liberal. So really, the Assembly Speaker, Carl Hastie, essentially gets to pick the next Attorney General. And I think he'd be likely to pick someone who would certainly want to vigorously pursue these cases.
And once that person's picked, will they face an election in the future? Or at what point will that happen?
Yeah, that's right. They'll face an election in November. It's only a few short months till the elections.
Well, the current state controller, Thomas DiNapoli, was chosen in this way to fill a vacancy. Had he been a legislator himself, is this what
that's
typically
right.
happens?
Yes, he was an Assembly member, and it was controversial when he was chosen because the Assembly picked one of their own. But DiNapoli has gone on to win election and then I think two more elections, and he's coasting to yet another re-election victory in the fall. So that worked out well for him.
Okay, Karen DeWitt, Capitol Bureau Chief for New York State Public Radio. Karen, thanks for your insight this morning.
You're welcome.